Money This Podcast. This is Andrew again doing another Chat and Chew episode with you. Absolutely love this one. This was in a riverboat that we did, and it was all glass walls and ceilings on a historical tour in downtown Chicago. They take you down the river, all glass boat where they feed you food. Awesome, awesome boat ride, a great tour, and then we had an awesome Chat and Chew about what's going on in real estate right now. Check it out on Money This Podcast. Chat and Chew, Chicago River, glass river boat. Apart. Look at that. Woo. No.
Yeah.
No. Oh.
It's
good. Run up. Glass boat ride in Chicago on a river tour. Thank you. I told this last time I was in Chicago. I thought, my God, that would be an awesome Chat and Chew. Doing a Chat and Chew on a boat versus just a regular restaurant. So here we are. Let's talk about a subject that just happened a couple days ago that I've been kicking around in my head about opportunity and luck. G, you want to show that Apple building right there?
Well, folks, we're coming up on the DuSable Bridge across Michigan Avenue. This is the bridge that links the north and the south sides of the city, connecting the main loop of business district to our south, to Chicago's magnificent mile shopping district to the north. There's a DuSable Bridge across Michigan.
A couple days ago, I was with my dad.
Looking to the bow and directly above us as we cross underneath.
Who's retired now? I retired him.
Continue to look up.
Maybe 2 years ago.
And then look over to your starboard side. Looking directly to the starboard side, you have the Wrigley Building, original headquarters of William.
And now every day he goes down to the ocean. He lives on the ocean, Florida. He goes like every day. Every day he can, and looks for seashells. Tries to find seashells.
This was the first office building in Chicago.
He loves them.
To have air conditioning.
Not just like little small ones.
This is what started it all here.
He builds the massive ones, like the conch shells.
250,000
My mom hates them. My dad goes and gets them, brings them home. My mom looks at them, and then later throws them away. But the thing that I thought about that the conversation started was the difference between success, opportunity, and luck.
This is on the original side of the.
And we went this really cool conversation that I'm developing in my head right now. And it talks about what's the difference between opportunity and luck.
Was a hot spot on the main floor.
A lot of times people say if they'd have had this opportunity, they would have done this. If they'd have had this opportunity, they'd have done this. If I had this shot, this opportunity, I would have built this or created this or done this business or bought this investment. I just didn't have the right opportunity. You hear that terminology a lot. But the thing that my son and my dad, we thought about was that he was explaining was he said, the only reason that he creates the opportunity, meaning me and you are in charge of creating our opportunities. Luck is what we're waiting for, not opportunity. Luck we're waiting for, opportunity we're not waiting for. And to go to that seashell process right there, look, I live in the same little city that my father lives on the beach right there in Ponte Vedra. We both live in on the beach in Ponte Vedra. Both of us live on the beach, but only one of us every day gets conch shells. Now, the conch shells are there for anybody. Only one of us actually goes out and gets the conch shells. Now, some days he goes and there are no conch shells and he gets zero conch shells. My point is simple. He creates the opportunity by going there. If he doesn't go to the beach, he creates his opportunity. He puts himself in the place where it's going to happen at. You see, where we live, the water during low tide, how the beach lays out during low tide when the water is pulled back, it naturally builds this like 300 yard swimming pool almost of salt water, and it's maybe 5 feet deep in the middle, sort of tapers out. It's this massive, really cool, like 300 yard swimming pool, if you will, built by the ocean every single day. In that swimming pool, my dad goes there and looks for these shells. But he studies what he knows. He can tell you when the low tide is going to be, when high tide is going to be. He went and got the right goggles, and he has had a special order prescription goggles, snorkels. And the issue is, because he's there, is when he puts himself in the opportunity. If he was not there, there would be no opportunity. Now, the luck that's involved is because the ocean brings in the shells. That's the luck that he's waiting for. But every day that he goes there, he's going there, and he's creating the opportunity. He's putting himself in the spot where opportunity is going to take place. And then he's waiting for the luck side. I agree that you cannot control luck, but you can control opportunity. I could have the same seashells that he has, except for I don't put myself out there. He's the one that studied it. He's the one that mastered it. He's the one who ordered everything. He's the one that goes there on a daily basis to go get the shells. But the shells are there for both of us, just like money's available for you to go make. It's available for you like it is available for me. But do you put yourself in the right opportunity? Do you put yourself in the right spots? And most of the time you'll find that people don't. What they do is they wait for the opportunity. And the opportunity never comes along. Quit waiting for opportunity. Put yourself in the opportunity and wait for luck to show up. That's this episode of Chat and Chew. Opportunity versus luck. Create the opportunity, wait for luck. Chat and Chew, Chicago. River Tour, Glass Boat.